Now turn to Section 2. Section 2. You will hear a talk to new students at a university. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 13. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 13.
Hi, it's good to see you all here today, and what a pity the weather is so bad for your first day at university. It could at least have stayed sunny today. Now, my name is Pat Baker. I work for Student Services, and I'm going to tell you about our mentoring scheme for new students. We've had it in place for a few years now, and people starting at university for the first time in general find it a very positive experience at these meetings. What happens is this. Each of you, if you want to join the scheme, will be assigned a mentor. That is, someone who's been studying here for a year or two, and who can show you the ropes. In other words, show you how things work. Give you advice if you need it, and just generally be friendly, contact for you in the university. Of course, you'll have your tutors and lecturers, who will also help you with academic problems. But this is someone more your own age, who has been through the same experience quite recently. What the mentor does is to have a group of usually two or three students, and he or she organises meetings, preferably about once every 2 weeks. We generally find that more than that is just too often. Where you chat about your problems, university life, or just about things in general, and your mentor will give you the benefit of his or her experience. If you're joining this scheme, you'll be meeting your mentor today, just after lunch. If you haven't signed up, by the way, it's not too late. Come and see me after the talk. Don't be frightened about this first meeting. It's going to be quite short, so you won't have time to tell your mentor all your difficulties. You'll just get to know each other a little bit, and, most importantly, fix a time and a place for your next meeting, which you can have when you're feeling more relaxed and not so overwhelmed by the newness of it all.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 14 to 17. Now listen carefully and answer questions 14 to 17.
Mentors, as I've said, have been through the same experience as you quite recently, so they can understand your problems. They'll be able to tell you about academic systems, which are so different at university from what you were used to at school. Also, because at university you are much more independent and you have to spend so much time studying on your own, they can suggest techniques for studying which will help you to keep up to date with your work. This university is an enormous place, so another thing which they'll be able to help with is university facilities. You know, anything from sports halls to libraries to medical services, and they can probably help you get involved in all sorts of social activities too. Parties, clubs, sports, whatever.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 18 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 18 to 20.
So, as you can see, this is a pretty useful scheme, but it does rely on people keeping in touch. The telephone's pretty useful if you have one, but students are busy people and often out doing things, so email is probably better. Your mentor will be able to show you how to get an email account. They don't cost anything to students, they're free. For people who have never been away from home before, a mentor is a useful contact and support, somewhere between a friend and a parent. And no doubt, as the year progresses, and you start getting nervous around exam time, your mentor will be ready with useful tips on the best way to pass your exams. After all, they did the same ones either last year or the year before, and they passed them.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.